藏在我们心里，让我们可以蒙你的祝福，蒙你的同在。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣名求，
阿门。
我们在天上的父，我们的主耶稣基督，亲爱的圣灵，三而一的神，我们敬拜赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and our dear Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity God, we praise you and thank you.
这是何等的特权，我们这样的罪人怎么有资格来到圣洁的神的面前？
What a privilege that the sinless people like us could have the right to stand before the Holy God.
因为神不吝惜自己的独生爱子，舍了他来到这个黑暗的世界，寻找拯救世上的灵魂。
You did not save your beloved son, but sent him into this dark world to seek and look for those lost souls.
正如圣经所说，神的儿子降世为要拯救罪人。
Just as the scripture says, because the Son of God came to the world to save those lost sinners.
得蒙买赎神的儿女啊，我们当向神敞开我们的心胸，打开我们的嘴，一起来赞美父神的恩典。
Oh, children of God who were redeemed by the Lord, let us open our heart to and really proclaim the grace of our Lord.
主啊，你的荣耀充满全宇宙。
Your glory fill the whole universe.
主啊，你的荣耀向我们每一个人显现。
Your glory is revealed to each one of us.
本来我们在罪恶中找不到方向。
We used to find no direction in darkness in our sins.
但今天因着主耶稣，我们得着了光。
But today, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have obtained light.
你的话解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
Once your words are opened, it shines forth light so that the simple will gain wisdom.
凡在我们里面的都来赞美耶和华。
Oh, all that is within us show praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
We offer our body as a living sacrifice.
你告诉我们这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
You told us this is holy and pleasing to the Lord.
我们如此侍奉、敬拜，乃是理所当然。
And it's a reasonable worship service in the Lord.
早晨我们不但擘饼纪念主。
In the morning, not only we break the bread to remember our Lord,
我们在你的脚前，我们还要瞻仰你的荣美。
But also we want to behold your beauty under your feet.
我们更是向你谦卑的祷告。
We pray humbly before you.
因为你如果闭口不言，我们就没有生命的粮，也没有明确的方向。
Because if you don't speak, we'll have no bread of life and we'll have no direction.
主啊，我们须臾不能离开你自己宝贵的圣言。
We cannot leave your holy words even for a minute.
因此我们就向你呼求。
Therefore, we cry out to you.
主啊，向你的教会，向你的神的儿女说话。
Speak to your church, speak to your children.
开我们的心窍。
Open our hearts.
让我们能够看见光，
so that we can see the light.
得着你的玛纳，
we can get your manna.
喂养我们饥渴的心灵，
to feed our hungry soul.
让你的教会在这个黑暗的时代能够如明灯照耀，做一个金灯台，为耶稣做见证。
May your church shine through this dark world and to be like the golden lampstand toshine through in the world.
因为这是你的旨意。
For this is your will.
我们就祷告，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
请祝福我们下面的时光。
Please bless our times.
充满整个的聚会。
May you fill the whole congregation.
用你自己的荣耀。
By your glory.
先我们这样的祷告祈求等候奉耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
We pray and plead and await on you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让我们又可以在主日聚集在神的家，一起来交通，一起来擘饼纪念他的名。
Now we're able to gather together on a Sunday morning, in His house to worship Him and to break the bread.
昨天好像又天摇地动。
Yesterday, there was some shaken, shakiness.
因为在 Burma, 远在这个缅甸，发生一个8.2级的大地震。
So you must have heard about the 8.2 grade earthquake in Myanmar.
不但在缅甸许多的房子倒塌。
Not only many houses collapsed in Myanmar.
离开1000公里之外的泰国首都也有一栋大楼滑塌，36层就整个垮掉了。
But also a big building of a 36-story building in the capital city of Thailand also collapsed.
知道这个消息的，我看看有多少。
Anybody heard of that?
哦，几乎全部。
Wow,
谢谢。
Looks like all of us have heard.
那下一个问题，有多少人知道在这一段时间有多少7级以上的大地震？
So next question I have for you is how many people know that there have been about how many like earthquakes that's above 7 grade 7 in recently?
不是啊。17次
Actually, 17 times.
对，地震有古以来都有。
Well, we know earthquake has been present throughout history.
并不稀奇。
That's nothing unusual about that.
大的有9级的，小的那简直是数不完。
The bigger ones as much as the grade 9, smaller ones
are numerous. 但是在主耶稣提到他第二次回来之前，有许多的兆头。
But when Jesus mentioned before his second coming, there would be very many signs.
你如果去看马太的24章，路加的21章，主耶稣讲的非常仔细。
So if you read Matthew 24 or Luke chapter 21, you can see Jesus made a very detailed account about these.
那在诸多我曾经跟我想我跟你们讲过这个题目的。
I think I've talked about this topic previously.
这个兆头一共你如果好好去算，主耶稣讲了10大兆头。
If you count those signs, Jesus actually mentioned 10 major signs.
你有兴趣好好回家把这2章圣经仔细的读。
If you're interested, please go home and read these 2 chapters carefully.
那我要考一考。
So I want to test you.
地震是不是兆头？
Are earthquakes signs?
是的，举手。
Raise your hand if you believe.
一半，哎，不止一半了，哇。
So over half of us do believe.
如果常常地震，这怎么叫兆头呢？
So if earthquakes happen all the time, how can they be called signs?
太阳从东边起是兆头吗？
So if the sun rises on the east side, is that a sign?
是，如果它经常会发生，这个不能够叫它叫兆头。
Well, indeed, if something happens routinely, then that's not a sign.
那主耶稣在他那2章圣经里面讲到这些的时候，他是有讲地震。
So in these 2 chapters, Jesus, when he mentioned these things, earthquakes,
地震在什么光景之下就要变成圣经所说的兆头
？So when would earthquakes be considered signs in God's timetable.
那他用一个字叫做中文圣经翻译成产难。
So he specifically used the word birth pain.
对，英文圣经呢就翻译成产前的阵痛。
Yeah, birth pains.
对啊，所以你就知道哦，是如果你看见地震、天灾、人祸，这个由古到今都发生，但是如果主耶稣说变成像正妇女生孩子之前的那个阵痛，那叫做兆头。
So God, Jesus was saying, you know, if the earthquakes are happening just like his throughout the history, in usual ways, that's just natural phenomenon and not considered science. But if it happens like a birth pain, then it would be considered science.
这个词弟兄就猛叉叉，因为我们没有一个生过孩子。
Well, of course, brothers won't understand what it means because none of us has given birth.
对，只有结婚过的妈妈生过孩子，你懂耶稣在跟你讲什么。
Only those married women who have given birth would understand what Jesus is talking about.
剖腹生产恐怕也讲不出来是怎么回事。
So if you have gone through cesarean birth, then that's not the same.
你如果是自然生产的话，你就会发现有一个特别的痛是从来没有过的。
If you have given a natural birth, then you will understand there's a special kind of pain that was never experienced otherwise.
产前的阵痛，它有两个特别的现象。
There are two unique aspects about the birth pains.
就是它痛与痛的之间的距离会越来怎么样？越短，就是越来越快了。
So it's the frequency of the pain would become more and more and short. The
timing was shorter. 而且痛的程度就会越来越怎么样？深。
And the intensity will increase with every pain.
这是这个字的特点。
So that's the two unique aspects.
所以意思就是说，你不，如果你以地震来看的话，它如果呈像妇女的阵痛一样越来越密集，而且层次越来越大。
So if you look at those earthquakes similar to birth pain, that if the frequency keeps on increasing and the intensity also becomes greater.
对。所以你要注意，今年2025年到目前为止，七级以上的已经有17次了。
So just like in this year in 2025, there have already been 17 times with earthquakes greater than 7.
现在才三月底。
It's only the end of March.
三月过去已经有这么多次。
Just the first quarter of the year, there have already been so many.
那今年还有三个月，三个季节呢。
So we still have 3 quarters to go for 2025.
所以，还有再加上还有瘟疫，还有其他的一大堆的这个民工打民，国工打国这一系列的事情，真是如排山倒海一样的要临到我们所住的世界，第九。
In addition, there are also pestilences and or wars. You know, people against people and country fighting against country. These are all the things that can come upon us.
我现在讲三个人的名字，看你们有听过没有。
I want to mention 3 names. See if you heard of those.
都是美国过去30年。有名的基督教的传道人。
These are the main Christian preachers in the United States in the past 30 years.
Kent Copeland.
One is called Kent Copeland.
有人听过没有？
Has anybody heard of him?
一个都没有，显然不够有名。
Well, obviously he wasn't that famous.
还有一个叫 Jewel Austin.
The other is Jewel Austin.
他们都是在 Texas 的。
Both of them live in Texas.
我听过这个名字，就是稍微多一点。OK， 谢谢。还有一个姐妹叫做 Joyce Meyer。
There's a sister called Joyce Meyer.
听过哈，好。我只是提这三个名字，但是你如果到油管、到 YouTube 上去看的话，有25个在今年发生出大事了。
I'm only mentioning 3 of the names, but if you go to YouTube and search, you'll find there are like 25 of such people, something major happened to them.
这一些我们叫做成功神学的名牧啊，有名的牧师们。
Those people, these famous pastors that we call them like successful
prosperity
theology.
对，这些人的礼拜堂所做的不是像我们这么一点人，他们都是少说5-6万，多的1-2百万。
Their congregations are huge, and they have people sitting, you know, in worship services. It's in the 10,000s, in 50,000, or even millions.
我们叫这种叫 mega church.
So we call those mega churches.
在过去的30多年， 是风行在全世界，那美国是带头。
So it was very popular in the past three decades, especially so in the United States.
但是呢，今天这一些传道人、名传道，一个一个都进监牢了。
Unfortunately, these famous pastors are now arrested and in jail.
Yes. 很多人大概就进，现在这些人的年龄都差不多在七十以上，很多都是八十岁。的老传道了。
They're actually quite senior pastors. Their age, they're like in the 70s or some even in their 80s.
如果说他们是八十岁
，Let's say they're 80.
你减三十
，minus 30 years.
就他们出名的时候都是在五十岁左右的时候。
They started to become famous in their 50s.
这些工作就做的真是怎么讲 ？Mega church 都是极大的大教会。
It just seemed to be great work done by those mega churches.
但是现在都接二连三的出大事。
Unfortunately, one after another, something happened to them.
这也是在这个末世的 sign.
These are also signs of the end ages.
保罗说过，当末世的时候，你会看到许多离道反教这四个字有没有在？书信里面看到离道反教。
Paul mentioned in his letters that in the end there would be many who go away and be
apostasy.
Apostasy, the many apostasies.
所以，我们就在这样的一个时代，我们眼看着整个的社会的这种公共道德方方面面。都已经坍塌了。
So we're living in the era where we can see many of the social pillars have collapsed.
世界黑暗不稀奇，因为本来就是如此。
The world of the darkness is the darkness of the world is not surprising because it is naturally so.
但是所谓神的教会也一起坍塌。那就非常可怕。
But it's awful when it happens to God's churches.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
很多的人，把他的盼望放在神的家，神的教会。
Many build their rest their hope in God's church and God's home.
他们没有在对这个黑暗的世界有盼望，但是他们盼望起码神的家应该是一片净土吧。
They do not hope for the world, but they do hope at least within God's household it should be some, there should be some cleaning ground, clean ground.
可是你所敬仰的这些所谓的名传道怎么有一天都进了监牢呢？
But how come those that we well-respected famous pastors and preachers, how can they go into jails now?
所以很多的弟兄姐妹们会因着这样的黑暗的事情而绊倒。
So many brothers and sisters would be stumbled by these kind of happenings.
我自己的家，我的兄弟姐妹。我没有姐姐，我是老大。我的妹妹都曾经经历过同样的事情，因为教会的黑暗而绊倒了，而不聚会了。
In my family, my sibling, I'm the eldest, so I have younger siblings. They also, similar things happened to them. They stumbled and in their faith because of other people in the church.
换言之，我们的信心。在这一个黑暗的时代，要经过火的试验。
In other words, our faith will go through the fiery testing.
有风吹，有雨打。
There will be wind blowing and rain.
然后考验我们所追求的这一切，经得起火的试验，经得起风吹雨打吗？
There will be great testings of our faith, whether it's going to withstand the wind and the wind blowing and the fire burning and yeah.
我们最近的讲台开始讲一个人，他的名字叫以西结。
We started to talk about the Ezekiel in our Sunday sermons recently.
如果听过我讲这个的举手。
Who has heard my preachers preaching before?
大部分也还是没有人听过，有一些人没有听过。
There are a few who haven't.
这个人本来按照他的家庭背景来讲，他是出生于祭司的家庭。
So this person Ezekiel, by family background, he was born in a priesthood family.
就跟另外跟他时代比较相近的另外一个先知叫做耶利米，他也是出生于祭司的家庭。
Same as Jeremiah, who was born at the approximately the same time.
结果呢？他们的圣殿要毁了，神离开了，圣殿，荣耀消失在这个耶路撒冷神的家。
Unfortunately, their holy temple was about to be destroyed, and God's glory left the temple and left the house of God.
以西结在他二十五岁的时候
，Ezekiel, when he was 25 years old,
一个预备好就要侍奉神的这样的一个祭司，但是被掳了，他被当时外邦的王叫做尼布加尼撒。巴比伦的王就把他是第二次来到这个土地上，把一群差不多三千多个以色列的人百姓就掳到巴比伦去了。
Ezekiel was prepared and about to enter the ministry in the temple to serve God. Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon came over for the second time to the land of Judah and exiled all those people into Babylon.
所以他马上就失业了，对吧？
So immediately, Ezekiel lost his job, right?
对，一生的盼望是到圣殿里面来侍奉神，但是今天我在外邦的加巴鲁河边做人家的奴隶。
His plan throughout his life was to become the priest and to serve in the temple, but now he is at the side of the Chebar River and become a slave worker.
如果你是他
，If you were him.
你的心情好吗
？Would you be in a good mood？
他能够早上起来对每一个人旁边的人说 ：“Good morning, praise the Lord。”
Would he be able to rise every morning and cheerfully say to people beside him, "Good morning, praise the Lord"？
我想这种声音是听不见，个个都是垂头丧气，前途无量，没有亮光啊。
I don't think you could hear such a
不是度量的量，是亮光的亮。
All of them were very distressed and feeling no hope.
对，所以这个以西结是我最近把它提出来，来看到底在最以色列历史里头是最黑暗的时候，一个失望的年轻人还有盼望吗？
So that's why I'm starting to talk about this young man, Ezekiel, at the time of the darkest moment of Israel history, where this young man has absolutely no hope.
这个时间段差不多是在主耶稣第一次来之前六百年的样子。
The timing was about 600 years before Jesus' first coming.
对，这是一段悲惨的日子。
It was a miserable period of time.
那如果我们看他的书，以西结书
，If we read his book Ezekiel,
请我们打开来。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
第一章我们曾经一起读过的。
We read through chapter one already.
对。我要提出来，因为有些人没有听过，我要稍微复习一下。
Since some of us have not heard the previous messages, I'd like to give some brief review.
我们读头三，第一章头三节。
Let's read the first three verses of chapter one.
当三十年四月初五日， 以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。你读第二节英文。
On the fifth of the month, in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's exile.
在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。好，所以这三节圣经就很清楚地告诉我们，这个做祭司的人不在耶路撒冷圣殿做祭司，他在什么？外邦加巴鲁河边奴工营里面正在做奴隶，为那个当时的皇帝叫尼布加尼撒来卖命。
So these three verses tell us that this young man, who was supposed to be a priest, wasn't actually serving in the holy temple as a priest. Instead, he was by the river Chebar and serving the King Nebuchadnezzar at that time in Babylon.
他被掳是他二十五岁的时候。
The year when he was exiled, he was 25 years old.
他在奴工营干活已经干了五年了。
He had already worked in the labor camp for 5 years.
那现在我们读这段话的时候，他刚好三十岁。
As we read this, this passage, he was 30 years old.
哎，请问阁下三十岁没有？
Are you 30 years old yet?
你想不想被神用啊？
Are you used by God? Do you want to be used by God?
有出息。
That's great. Excellent.
他就是这样的一个没有前途的青年人，三十岁在做人家的廉价劳工奴隶。
So he was 30 years old, Ezekiel, and he had no hope. He was working as a slave worker in the labor camp.
那一天
，On that day，
忽然间天开了。
Suddenly, heaven opened up to him.
他看见什么
？What did he see？
啊。他整个看见就写在他的以西结书里头。
So he wrote all his entire vision in the book of Ezekiel.
他这个第一个意象所看到的是四活物。
The first vision he saw was the four living creatures.
这四活物每一个都有一个 image.
Each of those four living creatures have an image.
你如果看第十节。
If you look at verse 10.
啊，有人的脸。有狮子的脸，有牛的脸，有鹰的脸。
So as for the forms of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and the four had the face of an eagle.
四活物旁边有四个转动的轮子。
And beside the four living creatures, there were four moving, whirling wheels.
然后在这个活物之上有一个穹苍，穹苍之上有一个宝座。
And above the four living creatures is the firmament, and above the firmament there's the throne.
哎，我照了一个像，哎，出来了，就是这个。
So I took a picture from somewhere.
这是在网上下载的哈，不是我照，不是我画的。
It was downloaded from a website.
看到没有？这个跪在那里的就是。以西结。
So the one kneeling is Ezekiel.
对，最上面在宝座的是一个人子的形状，这是写在第六节，第五节，第五节的。
The one sitting on the throne on the top, was the Son of Man, described in verse 5.
那他这个下面有四个轮，有这个四个活物。
Then you saw underneath it was the four wheels with the four living creatures.
这是他看见的第一个意象。
That was the first vision Ezekiel received.
那你能不能想到在其他的圣经里头，你有没有类似的意象呢？
Could you remember a similar vision in other books of the Bible?
一个叫以赛亚的。
Yes, so Isaiah
received something similar. 天上的宝座。
He saw the throne in heaven.
那个时候他们是一个蛮好的时代，但是他们的好的王得大麻风死掉了。
Ezekiel was at an era of relatively good time of
Isaiah.
Judah. Isaiah was at a time of relatively good time in Israel. Uzziah just died, and a good king Uzziah just died, so Isaiah was in great pain.
全国来到了危机实况，个人也来到危机实况。在这个时候，以赛亚就同样的也看到一个天上宝座的意象。
So the country reached a crisis point, and individuals also came to a crisis point. That's when Isaiah saw the vision from heaven.
还有吗？
Any other mention?
约翰
and John,
我们刚刚弟兄剥饼的时候带我们
念
启示录的时候，就看到约翰看到一个天上的宝座。
So in the beginning of today's worship, we actually, our brother led us to read from the book of Revelation. So we saw that the image in vision in heaven.
圣经中这样的例子，旧约有，新约也有。
So indeed, there areExamples of this are written in both the Old and New Testament.
什么意思？
So what does that mean?
为什么在旧约圣经或者新约圣经里面，你可以看到神在某一种时段就让他的仆人看见天开了，有宝座出现呢？
So what does that mean? When in both New and Old Testament times, when their crisis or certain times, God will open up the heaven and to show vision to his servants.
答案是什么？
There's a throne. God is sitting on the throne.
好。
What is the answer?
没有答案。今天晚上你看到宝座的意象，你不要来问我。
So I want to ask you about, you know, I wanted to let you see the vision of the throne. So...How are you gonna, ask
不管是这个先知以西结，或者我们刚刚讲的另外两个，一个是在以赛亚，另外一个在新约的，这个约翰，使徒约翰，他们在看见这些异象的时候，都是他们个人也好，当时的国家也好，在一个极大的危机的里头。
Whether it was Ezekiel.All the other Old Testament servant Isaiah or the New Testament prophet John.
个人是危机，没有路可以走，整个的民族也在一个可怕的黑暗的危机当中出不来。
When they saw the vision of the throne, it was at a time of their country being in great crisis as well as their individual crisis.
用中国的话语来表达，叫做天塌了。
So in other words, according to the Chinese expression, the heaven has collapsed.
对不对？
The sky has fallen. That's kind of the situation.
天塌了。
The sky has fallen.
对吧？完了，没有前途了。
There's no hope, no future.
好，
yeah, no future.
就在这样最悲惨的日子的时候，忽然间看天开了，不是塌了。
So, it's the most, during such...most miserable time, all of a sudden they saw the heavens open to them instead of the heaven collapsing.
对吧？天开了，有宝座，上面有一位坐在宝座的。
They saw the heavens opened and there's someone sitting on the throne.
所以这个意象第一个告诉你的意思是什么？
So what's the first meaning of this vision?
人以为天塌了，神告诉你没塌，我还在。
We thought that the sky has fallen and the heaven has collapsed, but God is telling us, no, it hasn't. I am still sitting here.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
天没塌，我还在，我还是坐在宝座上，我还什么掌权，我还管理一切。
The sky hasn't fallen. I am still sitting on the throne. I am still sitting in heaven and in control of everything.I am in rain.
如果你在最黑暗没有指望的时候，忽然间看见这样的一个荣耀的意象，你的心会不会忽然间吃了一个大的定心丸啊？
So when you are in great misery and feeling complete darkness with no hope, and all of a sudden if you see a vision like this, would you feel reassured?
当然了。
Of course.
对不对？天没塌。
The sky hasn't fallen.
我还有盼望。
I have hope indeed.
人看我们是没盼望了。
In people's eyes, there's no hope.
神啊，你在哪里？
Where are you, God?
祷告神好像也不听。
And if even if I pray, it doesn't sound, feel like God is answering.
天是铜，地是铁啊。
The sky is like bronze, and the earth is like.
是对没有指望的人，这是天是铜，地是铁。
Yes, to
叫天天不应，
no、hope,
叫地地不灵。
It does feel like the heavens like bronze and earth is like steel, and you cry out to heaven and nobody answers.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
神没有忘记爱他的人。
God has not forgotten His beloved children.
这个年轻人。
This young man, he loves God.
他愿意一生在神的殿中侍奉他。
He devoted his whole life to serve God in his temple.
但是殿是真实一个什么光景呢？后面你会看到神就把他带到耶路撒冷去看殿里面那种黑暗见不得光的可怜的光景。
But how was the temple like at that time? So you will read on and later in the book of Ezekiel, and God led him to the Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem, and letting him see the various dark things that are like terrible things that are not to be seen in daylight.
所以你如果读到第五章以后，
if you read on to chapters after chapter 5,
你可以看到神开他的眼睛，让他看一看你所以前在的圣殿，表面富丽堂皇，其实是非常可怕的黑暗。
So God was letting him see that the temple, holy temple that you wanted to serve in, it appears to be magnificent and wonderful. In reality, it's darkness and defiled.
神要他来为神说话，为神做见证。
God wanted him to speak for God and to testify for God.
盼望神的百姓可以一面得着神的安慰，另一面知道我们应该怎样让这个黑暗的耶路撒冷后来被神的怒火借着外邦人尼布加尼撒，就是在他被掳，现在见到这个异象之后，大概过了没有，大概他现在已经30岁了嘛，等到他现在被掳已经有5年了，但是这个尼布加尼撒王是过了再过3年吧，如果记得没有错的话，他又回来把整个的城全部烧掉，圣殿毁掉。
So hoping that God's people would not only receive comfort through this vision of Ezekiel, but also to let Ezekiel and his God's people understand that in another few years, probably 3 years, that Nebuchadnezzar king will come back to Jerusalem once again to completely destroy the temple.
所以这个先知是在那个关键时刻最危险的时候，神兴起他不再做祭司，而是做一个先知，来释放神要对这个黑暗的时代所讲的话语。
So this priest Ezekiel was God, one who God uses during the darkest time and the most dangerous crisis time of the Israel history to instead serving as a priest, God appointed him as a prophet to tell the children of God about what's going to happen.
好，我们看第一章的26节。
Now let's read again the Ezekiel 1:26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石；在宝座形象以上，有仿佛什么人的形状。
Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance, and on which resembled a throne high up and was a figure with the appearance of a man.
对， 二十八节。
Oh, we haven't read 27 yet.
对，我二十七跳过去。
Mm.
我们看二十八节。
Okay, verse 28.
二十八节呢，有一句一个词，我要你们注意，他看见什么？那个荣耀像空中的虹，彩虹，对吧？然后他就说，耶和华荣耀的形象。
So we skip verse 27 and focus on verse 28. There is a specific phrase that said, as the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds.
对。那从第二章开始，他就 进到第二个意象里头去。
Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
那也就是说，
Then in chapter 2, we talk about the glory of the Lord.
他被这个荣耀的耶和华赋予使命。
So then, in chapter 2 onwards, so it's basically talking about how Ezekiel was commissioned by this the glory of the glorious God.
好，我们读第二章，我们要看第三节。
Now let's read 2-3.
第三节，他对我说：“人子啊，我差你往悖逆的国民以色列人那里去，他们是悖逆我的，他们和他们的列祖违背我，直到今日。”
Ezekiel 2:3. Then he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the son of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day.
这众子面无羞耻，心里刚硬，我差你往他们那里去，你要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，他们或听或不听，他们是悖逆之家，必知道在他们中间有了先知。
I am sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them,Thus says the Lord God, as for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them.
跳到第七节。
Then we jump to verse 7.
神再说一次。
God said it once again.
他们或听或不听，你只管将我的话告诉他们，他们是极其悖逆的。
But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious.
所以我们读到目前为止，重复的一个词是什么？
So as we read these verses, what is the word that repeatedly happened? Rebellious.
我不知道你家的儿子、女儿会不会这个样子，你讲什么他都不理你。
I don't know if your children are like that. They'll never obey you.
这个做爸爸妈妈就很头痛了。
Then it makes the parents very problematic, yeah.
他们根本就不甩你，你讲什么都没用。
Regardless of what you say, your kid would just not listen.
你看今天的美国。
Just look at the United States today.
他们有一个 department 叫 Dodge Department, 对吧？
There is a department of Dodge.
对不对？谁带那个 department?
So who's leading that department?
Elon Musk, 对不对？
Elon Musk.
他把这些黑暗的事情抖出来。
So he's revealing those darkness, dark things.
美国人听吗？
Would the United States people,
美国人不听，
American people
而且要烧他的汽车，
the,
要扎他的那个
cars,
dealer, 要把他用火给烧了。
They want to burn his dealership.
这是一个很可怕的时代。
It's
以色列人当年是如此。今天在美国，你看到同样的事情。
The time of Israel was like that, and today in the United States is similar.
对，好。他们听或不听，你都得怎么样？讲。
Whether they listen or not, you gotta speak.
你要把你的命怎么样？摆上，因为他们要杀你，但是不要怕他们。
You wanna just give up your life for this.Even if they want to kill you, don't be afraid.
对吧？他们虽我们刚刚是没有念，但是你自己去读我刚刚那一段圣经，你就可以知道，的的确确，当神兴起他的先知来讲真实的实话的时候，人是听不进去的。
We didn't read the whole passage, but that passage talked about how when God was trying to tell the truth to the people, people didn't want to listen.
但是你还得讲。
Nevertheless, you still need to speak.
那他看到的第二个意象是什么？
So what was the second vision received by Ezekiel?
好，那你看我们刚刚念第八节没有？
So we have not yet read verse 8.
对，第八节念了第三章的二节，第三节。
Let's read from verse 2-8 till chapter 3 verse
对，二章八节，人子啊，要听我对你所说的话。不要悖逆，像那悖逆之家，你要开口吃我所赐给你的。
So, Ezekiel 2:8. Now you, son of man, listen to what I am speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I'm giving you.
我观看，见有一只手向我伸出来，手中有一个书卷。他将书卷在我面前展开，内外都写着字，其上所写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲痛的话。
Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it. When he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and back, and written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe.
第三章第一节，他对我说：“人子啊。”你要吃我所得的，要吃这书卷，好去对以色列家讲说。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel.
于是我开口，他就使我吃这书卷。
So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll.
第三节，又对我说，人子啊。要吃我所赐给你的这书卷，充满你的肚腹，我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。
Verse 3, he said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll which I'm giving you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth.
所以他第二个意象。
So the second vision he received.
他看见神给他一个使命。
Was a mission given by God.
首先我要你提醒你来注意这个在意象中神怎么叫他。
First, let me remind you to pay attention as to what God called him during this, in this vision.
有没有说以西结啊?
Did God ask him Ezekiel?
有没有? 没有。
No.
没有叫他的名字。
God did not call him by his name, Ezekiel.
而叫他一个很稀奇的词,
Instead,
人子啊,
God used a special phrase, son of man.
为什么?
Why?
人子这个词汇, 圣经哪里你看过?
Where else in Bible did you see the phrase son of man?
新约的主耶稣。
In the New Testament, right? Jesus was referred to as son of man.
主耶稣在新约的时代称呼自己叫什么?
In the New Testament time, Jesus referred to himself as Son of Man.
圣经里面，旧约就是以西结，新约就是主耶稣。
In the Old Testament time, Ezekiel was the only one mentioned as the Son of Man. In the New Testament, it was Jesus.
而这两个词汇唯一的差别，一个有定冠词，一个没有定冠词 the.
The only difference between these two phrases was one was with the article, the other was without.
对，你猜哪个有定冠词，哪个没有定冠词？
Guess which one has the article.
主耶稣的有定冠词。
Jesus, the phrase with Jesus,
the
Son of
Man,
is the Son of Man.
对。重点是什么？
So the key point is.
你就会发现，神叫这一个以西结去对以色列人说话。但是神形容以色列人是用什么词汇形容他们
？So the key is that when God called Ezekiel to speak to the people of Israel, when God was describing the Israelites, how did he describe them?
悖逆之家。
They were the rebellious house.
哦， 以他的神的选民叫做悖逆之家，而这一个神的仆人叫做 Son of Man。
The God's people was called the rebellious house, whereas the chosen prophet of God was called Son of Man.
好，你来想一想，新约的时代，耶稣称自己为神人子，在路加福音。
So think about how Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man in the New Testament time, recorded in the book of Luke.
要表达什么？
What does God want to express?
人子的特点是什么？
What's the special characteristics of the Son of Man?
以色列人的特点是什么？
What's the special characteristics of the Israelites?
以色列的特点是悖逆。
The key point of Israelites was their rebellion.
那人子的特点就是什么？
So the special characteristics of the Son of Man was the
obedience. 耶稣是父神，怎么为他的儿子做见证？
Jesus was the beloved Son of God. And remember how did Father God, God the Father testify for Jesus after his baptism and when he was rising from the water?
耶稣指着他说什么？这是我的爱子。
The voice said, "This is my beloved son."
对不对？他是遵行我的旨意的。
The one who's obedient to my will.
所以你就可以看到，这个人子在圣经使用的时候，他一定表现一个点，是以色列人的相反。
So you see, when the phrase Son of Man is used in the Bible, it is trying to express an opposite characteristics from that of the Israelites.
以色列人的悖逆不是从那以西结的时代才悖逆，神是说他们的祖先列祖就是如此的。
The rebellious nature of the Israelites did not start at the time of Ezekiel, but the ancestors already were rebellious.
所以你就知道啊，我们这一些罪人，
so you know sinners like us,
里面有一个特色，在神的眼中，我们这一群被神拣选的，就像以色列人当年，他们是上帝的选民，可是打从出埃及开始就没好好听神的话。
So we have a special feature, just like the children of Israel. Even though we're the chosen people, but ever since we were born, we never really obeyed God.
那他们的祖先是谁呢？
So who were their ancestors?
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
亚当夏娃听过神的话没有？
Did Adam and Eve listen to God? No.
对不对？所以他们才被神怎么样？
That's、
赶出伊甸园的嘛。
Their disobedience is why they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
看出来了没有？
You see that?
这个是人类的什么？共同问题啊。
That was a common problem of mankind.
对。所以这个悖逆的问题，打从亚当到以色列的选民，到今天新约的外邦人，我们都可以看到同样的老问题。如果你没有得着那一个真正能够听神话人子的生命的话，你是没有前途的。
This same problem persisted from the time of Adam and Eve to the Old Testament Israelites to today's God's chosen people. So if we do not obey and be obedient to God, there is no hope for us.
所以感谢主，主给我们看见旧约有一个人叫做人子，新约有一个 The Son of Man， 神的儿子，来让我们看见是有盼望的。
Praise the Lord, God allows us to see there is Son of Man in the Old Testament time, and in New Testament time there is the Son of Man that allows us to see that there is hope.
所以第二个意象，他看见的是神就叫他干嘛？把我手上给你的这卷书吃了。
So the second vision that Ezekiel received was that God asked him to eat the scroll in God's hand.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个书卷是代表神的话。
The scroll represents God's word.
它里面所写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲痛的话。
So the scroll has written on it lamentations, mourning, and woe.
这是谁的感觉？
So whose feelings were that?
神的感觉。
It's God's feelings.
所以神要这个年轻的先知出来为神说话，做见证，是表明谁的感觉？
God wanted this young priest, prophet to come forward and give testimony for God to express whose feelings?
当然就是神的感觉。
To express God's feelings.
对吧？所以神叫他去讲。
So God wanted him to go and speak.
可是要讲之前，神要他做一件事。
But before he went out to speak, God wanted him to do one thing.
把这个书卷怎么样？吃下去。
God wanted him to eat the scroll.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
把神的感觉变成这个先知的感觉。
To turn God's feelings to become the prophet's own feelings.
然后你才有办法发表神的感觉。
Then you'll be truly able to express God's feelings.
Amen.
Amen.
要不要好好读神的话？
Shall we?Read God's word carefully well.
要不要？
Would you want to?
当然要。
Do you want to? Of course.
你必须来为神做见证，而他的先决条件是你要把他的话吃到你的肚子里去。
We have to give testimony for God, but the prerequisite is that you have to eat, take in His words first.
这件事不但发生在以西结的身上。
This thing not only happened on Ezekiel.
你如果走到启示录的时候，
If you turn to Revelation again,
你有几乎一模一样的事情。
You see almost the exact replica of this event.
第一，启示录。
Revelation.
你如果读到第五章，
Chapter 5,
对不对？他就看到一个小书卷。
You see, there's a, John saw a little scroll.
对不对？在第五章的时候看到这个小书卷，这个小书卷有七个印，他耶稣把它一个印一个印打开。
So again, the scroll had seven seals, and
对吗？
Jesus was opening up these seals one after another.
然后开到第十章的时候，
When the tenth seal was about to be broken,
那这里有一个异象。
There was a
天使叫约翰去把这个小书卷从耶稣的手里接过来。
The angel asked John to go take the scroll from the hand of Jesus.
第九节，第十章第九节。
So Revelation 5.
我就走到天使那里，
5:9.
对他说，请你把小书卷给我。他对我说，你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦，然而在你的口中要甜如蜜。
Revelation 5:9, ten. Sorry, yeah. You have made them five, right? Revelation 5.
十章。
Oh,
九。
Sorry.
第十章。
Okay. Ten, nine. Yes. Revelation 10:9. So I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little book, and he said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your stomach it will be sweet as honey."
第十节，我从天使手中把小书卷接过来，吃尽了，在我的口中果然甜如蜜。吃了以后，肚子觉得发苦。
I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王，干嘛？再说预言。
And they said to me, you must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
所以你就可以看到，在旧约的时代，先知把神的话吃下去；在新约的时代，这个约翰 也是做同样的事情。
You see, in the Old Testament time, the prophet ate the scroll of God's word, and then in the New Testament time, Apostle John did the same thing.
好，这是我们看见的，在以西结身上发生的两个重要的异象。
So now these are what we saw in the in the Old Testament book Ezekiel, two visions that happened to him.
有没有问题？
Any questions?
没有问题吧？应该是非常清楚的。
So I hope it was clear.
好，现在我要拉回来。
Now I'm gonna bring you back.
在他看见这个异象的时候，第一个异象里头，他看到的一个是一位坐在什么宝座上的。
In Ezekiel's first vision, he saw the one sitting on the throne.
然后下面有两样东西。
And then he saw two things beneath that throne.
一个是四个转动的火轮。
One was the four turning wheels.
一个是有四个面的什么四活物。
The other is the four living creatures with four faces.
对吧？那这个活物，你如果读到第十章的时候，它就是基路伯。
And in chapter 10, these four living creatures were referred to as the cherubims.
基路伯在圣经里面是很重要的一个 being， 就是怎么讲一种天使吧。
The cherubims are important beings, the angelic beings written in the
最早出现在圣经的是在创世纪的第三章，当亚当夏娃被扫地出门，神就把基路伯放在伊甸园门口把门。
Their earliest mentioning and appearance was written in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, after Adam and Eve sinned, and God chased them out of the Garden of Eden. So God set the cherubim angels at the gate of the Garden of Eden to guard it.
意思是什么？
So what does that mean?
啊，圣经说得很清楚嘛，不让亚当夏娃还是又跑回来再吃生命树的果子，这个是不允许的。
So the purpose was very clearly spelled out in the Bible, that is to prevent Adam and Eve to come back and eat from the fruit from the tree of life.
这是第一个告诉我们神怎么用基路伯。
That was the first time the Bible described how God uses cherubim.
然后你读到出埃及记。
Then you read in the book of Exodus.
神把以色列人带出来，神就开始告诉摩西，你们要在这个地方侍奉我。
God took the Israelites out of Egypt and told Moses that you need to serve me in here.
要他们建一个会幕。
God told them to build a tabernacle.
然后在会幕里头有两个房间。
Within the tabernacle, there are two special rooms.
前面这个房间叫圣所。
The one in the front is called the holy place.
后面那个房间叫至圣所。
The one on the back is called the holy of holies.
在至圣所里有一件家具叫做约柜。
There is one piece of furniture in the holy of holies, which is called the ark of the covenant. So those who has read this part of the Bible, please raise your hand. 90%
读过，还是有一些没有读过。
We have more than 90% of the people who have read this.
现在就刚刚你们都答应了要好好读主的话，对吧？
So dear brothers and sisters, you just promised you will read God's word carefully, right?
今天居然会回家开始。
So today, as you go home, please read God's word carefully.
否则的话，你真是在最黑暗的时期，你过一个没有前途的日子。
Otherwise, you would be living in the darkest time without hope. If without God's word, you will have no hope.
对，好，那到第二十五章的时候，再出埃及记。
So in Exodus chapter 25,
神启示他造一个约柜。
God gave Moses the revelation to build the ark of the covenant.
好，约柜里面放几样东西啊？
So what are the things that are put into the Ark of the Covenant?
两块法板。
There are two tablets.
神刻在用他的手指刻在石板上的十诫，对吧？
So with the Ten Commandments carved out with God's own fingers.
还有开花的杖。
And there's also the Moses' staff, Adam.
有没有啊？
Aaron's staff that was almond blossom.
这个是。这个约柜的上面这个盖子叫什么？
Then on top of the Ark of the Covenant is the cover.
施恩宝座，对吧？
The cover is called the mercy seat.
在这个施恩宝座的两边，神叫摩西 做什么东西啊？
So on both sides of the mercy seat, what did God ask Moses to make? So it's the two cherubims.
对不对？所以这是第二次你看到基路伯。
So that's the second time you see the mentioning of the cherubims.
那就告诉我们，在上这个希伯来书告诉我们，当年摩西盖的会幕是按照山上启示的样式，对吧？希伯来书。
So in the book of Hebrew, it was told that in the days when Moses was building the tabernacle, it was according to the shape in the, revealed in the mountain.
那意思就是说，地上的帐幕是一个 copy， 原版是在天上有一个真的真帐幕。
So this means that the tabernacle on earth is only a copy and replica of the original one in heaven.
所以地上如果有约柜，那就告诉我们天上一定有什么，有约柜。
So if there is a Ark of the Covenant on the earth, that means there is also a true, a real Ark of the Covenant in heaven.
对，那这个宝座是代表谁的宝座啊？
So whose throne is represents this?
耶和华在天上的宝座，对吧？
So it represents the throne of Jehovah in heaven.
那就告诉我们宝座的两边有两个基路伯。
So it tells us on both sides of the mercy seat, there are cherubims.
所以这是第二次让我们明白啊，基路伯的地位高还是低啊？
So this is the second time to allow us to know the position of the cherubims. Do you think they have a high rank or low rank?
啊，宝神的宝座的左与右是这两个基路伯。
If they are standing to the left and right side of God's throne, what do you think about the ranking of the cherubims?
对吧？用中国古老的话，这叫左丞与什么？右相。
So in the Chinese, expression, they are the left and right arm of the king.
所以，这是我们又得到的一个印象啊，基路伯是神宝座两边的最高的地位的什么天使长。
So that gives us a second impression that the cherubims are really highest ranking officials as angels standing next to God.
而且那个会幕就是两个房间，对吧？一个叫做至圣所，一个叫圣所。
Furthermore, in the tabernacle, you remember these two rooms, the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place.
整个这个会幕一圈。
The entire periphery of the tabernacle.
有那个帘子。
Has the curtains.
对吧？帘子上通通绣着什么？
And the curtains are embroidered with the image of.
你如果看我刚刚讲的那个出埃及记第二十五章是这个约柜，到了二十六章你就看到这个两个房间，这个上面的绣的全都是基路伯的像。
I mentioned Exodus chapter 25, it's about the Ark of the Covenant. And then in chapter 26, it mentions about how the on the curtains of the periphery of the Ark of the Covenant of the temple, it actually talks about these are embroidered with the images of the cherubims.
二十六章第一节，你就可以看到神告诉摩西，这个会幕的这个所有的这个，这叫什么东西啊？
So Exodus 27, 幔
幕幔
26,
都是绣上基路伯。
So Exodus, chapter 26, it talks about all the
curtains. 然后两个房间中间有一个隔开的，那个叫做幔子。
Then in between the holy place and the holy of holies, there is a big veil. That veil separates the two rooms, but that's also embroidered fully with cherubim.
这是写在出埃及记里头，然后你到了所罗门的时代建殿了。
So that was written in the book of Exodus. Then during the time of King Solomon, the holy temple was built.
你去读这个列王记这个上。
If you read First King,
你就会发现。
You see.
不但约柜两边有两个基路伯。
Not only the on the both sides of the Ark of the Covenant has cherubims.
放约柜的至圣所，这个上面也都是什么？两个基路伯。
But also, in the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was placed, the pillars have cherubims.
那个幔子把圣所与至圣所分开的，那个幔子上也是绣的是什么？基路伯。
The veil that separates the Holy of Holies from the holy place also is embroidered with cherubims.
而当主耶稣在十字架上断气的时候，他说成了。圣经说什么？幔子就从上到下裂开。
When Jesus died on the cross, when he gave up his final breath and said, "It is accomplished," at that moment.The veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
那我们读这个希伯来书，我们就知道，通往幔内的路终于怎么样开了。
We understand it means the way to the Holy of Holies was finally opened.
那幔子裂开，谁的像也就撕开了。
So when the veil was torn, so whose image was torn?
基路伯撕开。
It was the image of cherubim was torn.
基路伯本来是在生命树外面那个路口挡在那里的，回不去的。现在就告诉你，现在怎么样？开了。
So cherubim was the guardian angel at the gate of the Garden of Eden, so that Adam and Eve could not go back to the tree of life.But now, when that is torn, the way is reopened.
所以你可以看到，圣经从创世纪一直到新约，它是一个思路，全是串起来的。前面可以在耶稣之前四千年，后面可以在耶稣死的时候，全部前后怎么样，呼应的。
So you see throughout the Bible, from the beginning of Genesis, 4,000 years before Jesus, until the time when Jesus died in the New Testament, everything come together as a single theme.
如果你没有读圣经，你会明白这件事吗？
Would you understand all these things without reading the Bible?
当然不可能。
That's not possible.
除非你好好读了圣经，前后把它怎么样串起来。
Unless you read the Bible carefully, you won't be able to fully comprehend the theme, you know, that goes from the very beginning until the end.
再多讲一个。
Let me mention one more point.
在以西结这本书里头。
In the book of Ezekiel.
他讲很多次关于基路伯。
He talked many times about cherubim
是活物
and the four living creatures.
对，我去查一查，最起码十次。最起码。
I counted at least 10 times.
好，你如果读的二十八章
，If you go to chapter 28 of Ezekiel，
在二十八章里面讲一个王叫做推罗王。
So the book of the chapter 28 talks about the Tyrus king.
这个推罗王讲了两个故事。
There are two stories told about this Tyrus king.
对，先读第一个故事。
Let's read the first story first.
第二节，人子啊，你对推罗王说，主耶和华如此说。你心里高傲，说我是神，我在海中坐神之位。你虽然居心自比神，也不过是什么人，并不是神。
Verse 2. Son of man, say to the leader of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the heart of the seas.Yet you are a man and not God, although you make your heart like the heart of God.
对，第三节，看到，你比但以理更有智慧， 什么秘密事都不能向你隐藏，你靠自己的智慧聪明得了金银财宝收入库中，你靠自己的大智慧和贸易增添财或资财，又因资财怎么样心里高傲。
Verses 3-5. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is a match for you. By your wisdom and understanding, you have acquired riches for yourself and have acquired gold and silver for your treasures. By your great wisdom, by your trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
所以主耶和华如此说，第六节。因此因你自居心自比神，我必使外邦人，就是列国中强暴的人临到你那里，他们必拔刀砍坏你用智慧得来的美物，亵渎你的荣光。
Verse 6, Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have made your heart like the heart of God, therefore, behold, I will bring strangers upon you, the most ruthless of the nations, and they would draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom.
所以这里有一个了不得的人，叫做推罗王。
So here's a like magnificent, like
他的智慧比但以理还聪明。
His wisdom was greater than Daniel's.
他自己发了大财。
He was rich.
然后呢？满足了没有？没有满足。
But he was not satisfied.
他称自己是什么？神。
He called himself God.
但是神说你不是神。
But God said you're not God.
你是什么？人。
You're a man.
这是第一个推罗王。
That was the first.
上半章。
Tyre's king, yeah.
下半章又出一个推罗王。
So then the second part talked about another
Tyre's
king.
十二节。人子啊，你为推罗王作起哀歌，说主耶和华如此说。你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。来。
So verse 12.Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you had a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was on your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the lapis lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, and the gold. The workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you. On the day that you were created, they were prepared.
第十四节，你是那受高遮掩约柜的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来，从你受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间查出不义，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩约柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。
Verse 14, You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you.By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
对，这里又有一个推罗王。
Here's another king of Tyre.
他是谁？圣经说。
Who is this? According to the Bible.
遮掩约柜的。
The covering cherub.
换言之，他是谁？
In other words, he is
天使长，
对
吗？
Head of the angels.
对。 神把所有美好的事都赐给他。
God bestowed all beauty and best things to him.
起初非常完美。
He was perfect in the beginning.
后来，因着他的美丽，他就骄傲。
Later, he took pride in his beauty.
因着他的智慧，他赚了很多很多的钱，贸易很多，就发生什么？骄傲使他发生 不法的事情。
He became rich through many trades, and then he became prideful and have unrighteousness was found in him.
对，所以神就把他从发光如火的宝石中除灭。因十七节，你因美丽心中骄傲，又以荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。
Therefore, God has destroyed him from the midst of the stones of fire. Verse 17, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings that they may see you.
这段圣经要跟另外一段圣经配起来。
This passage needs to be read together with another passage.
因为时间缘故，我不念了，你们回家去查。
For the sake of time, I will not read the other passage. You
那段圣经是什么？是以赛亚书的十四章。
That's Isaiah chapter 14.
第十二节以后。
After verse 12.
对，那一段圣经说有一个人物，他的名字叫做明亮之星，早晨之子。
So in Isaiah chapter 14, those verses after 12, it talks about, O stars of the morning, son of the dawn.
对，英文圣经有的版本就翻译成 O Lucifer.
And in one of the versions of the English translation, it was directly translated as O Lucifer.
我们中文圣经是翻译成什么？明亮之星。
Yeah, our Chinese translation, and as is the this New American Standard Bible translation, is "O Star of the Morning."
Yeah, Lucifer.
It is indeed is also Lucifer.
谁
？Who is Lucifer?
就是这个基路伯。
Is
堕落的基路伯
cherub who was a fallen angel.
他是谁呀、啊、
？Who is this fallen angel?
撒旦的。
It's Satan.
的开始。
It's the beginning of Satan.
对，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
Lucifer 不简单哦。
Lucifer is not a simple being.
啊，他在万物之上。
He was above all creations.
一神之下。
Under the God.
啊哈，在你我都还没有出现在这个宇宙中，他老早就已经是什么？存在了，他是早上升的。
Before our appearance in this universe, he was already in existence. He was the star of the morning.
他是神宝座两边两个天使长中间的一个。
He was one of the two cherubims as the angels, the chief angels, standing next to God, God's throne.
对吧？所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个背叛的天使。
So dear brothers and sisters, this rebellious, rebelled, angel.
他出事是出在他说我讲五次在以赛亚书。
The reason of his falling was because he kept talking about I, five times described in the book of Isaiah.
他那五个我用浓缩起来讲，我为什么？我既然那么棒，我为什么不升到北方的极处，与至高者同等？
So these five I sentences written in the book of Isaiah.In summary, it talks about, since I am so wonderful, why don't I rise up to the extreme of the north and to be the same as God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
基路伯当初在神的眼中是一个极高的天使长。
So the cherubim was the high-ranking official and the angel in the eyes of God in the original.
都是神的什么人？仆人。
They are God's servants. They were God's servants.
他们有一个非常重要的使命，就是把守神的荣耀。
They had an important mission to guard the God, guard the glory of God.
Amen.
Yes.
对。
Amen.
可是他们中间有一个就背叛了神的荣耀。
However, one of them rebelled against the glory of God.
或者说窃取了神的荣耀。
In other words, he stole the glory of God.
所以你要注意，主耶稣教门徒祷告的时候，在那个祷告词里头最后的一句话。
So that's why you need to pay attention to the prayer taught by Jesus to his disciples. How to pray.
耶稣教导门徒的祷告最后的一句话。
The last sentence, it says,
荣耀、权柄、国度都是谁的？你的，直到永远。
Glory, honor, and kingdom, and all to belong to God.
为什么？
Forever.
主耶稣讲这三个点。
Why did God, Jesus focus on these three main points?
国度、权柄、荣耀。
Yeah, power and honor, glory.
这三样东西他都赐给过谁？
All these three things were once was given to somebody. Who was that?
这个天使长。
He gave those to the chief angel.
天使长就出毛病。
Unfortunately,
他要窃夺神的荣耀，
stole the glory of God.
对吧？后来给了亚当夏娃。
Then God gave the glory to Adam and Eve.
亚当夏娃呢，也想自己做神。
Unfortunately, they also wanted to be God.
所以你就知道，权柄、国度、荣耀，好不好？
So you know,
好。
Power and kingdom and glory, are they good? Of course. But the crisis.Was,
当你有机会的时候
the problem is that when you have an opportunity,
你最大的试探是什么？
Your biggest trial and test,
就是你的成功。
Would be your success.
为什么成功是你最大的试探？
Why would success be your biggest test?
你一成功，这三样东西都喜欢抓在哪里？
Because when we are successful, we would like to grab these three things to
我们的手里。
In our own honor, in our own hands.
这由古到今，没天下没有新的事。
Throughout
以前发生
history,
现在继续发生。
There's new things under heaven.
所以主耶稣才会对
对
门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，要背起自己的十字架，干嘛？为什么要舍己？”
That's why Jesus taught his disciples that if anybody who wants to follow me, you need to bear your own cross and deny yourself. Why do we need to deny ourselves?
因为魔鬼没有舍己，所以他从 Lucifer 变成什么？撒旦，魔鬼。
Because the devil Satan did not deny himself, so he turned from Lucifer to the devil Satan.
后来的亚当夏娃有没有舍己？
Then later, Adam and Eve, did they deny themselves? No, they didn't.
他想吃了这个果子就可以眼睛明亮，怎么样？像神一样。
They thought once I eat from this tree of the fruit, then I would have my eyes opened and be like God.
所以亚当夏娃堕落了，成为罪人。
And that's why Adam and Eve fell and became sinners.
耶稣来了，幕后的亚当来了。
Then Jesus came, the last Adam.
他受魔鬼的试探三次。
He was tempted by Satan three times.
第一，吃。
First time, you eat.
对吗？你如果是神的儿子，你可以吩咐石头变成饼。
If you are the son of God, you can turn the stone into bread.
第二个。
The second.
如果你是神的儿子，你可以从殿顶上跳下来，马上 天使会把你扶住。
If you're the son of God, you can jump from the top of the temple.
你可以一举
and the angel will hold you without your feet being taught. Then you can become famous.
第二，第三，第三个试探。
And third, the third temptation.
你只要拜我一下。
Was that,
万国的荣华都是你的。
As long as you bow down to me, worship me, and the entire glory of the world will be yours.
撒旦有没有骗他？
Did Satan cheat him? No.
但是主耶稣通通怎么样？
But Jesus
拒绝了。
Resisted all of them.
看见没有？所以亲爱
的姐妹，
这些东西都是黑暗世界拿来试探人的那一个手法。
These are the things used by the dark world to test us, to become our temptations.
对不对？我们人什么时候最容易狂起来？
When are human beings most prone to pride?
就是你有钱有势的时候。
That's when you are rich and when you're famous
and
have power.
今天我们乖乖的，因为你还不成功。
Well, today we're okay because you're not yet successful enough.
那二十五个美国的大传道人，这个 prosperity theology， 今天进监牢是因为什么缘故？
So those 25 famous preachers from the prosperity churches, they are sent to prison today. Why? Because they become so successful.
他们都有自己的 private jet.
They have their own private jet.
都有自己的大豪宅。
They have their grand mansions.
也有他们这个大的教堂，几百，可以十几二十万人的。
Huge mega churches holding
对吧？
tens,
这些都是他的 success。
Those are their successes.
这个 success 最后就变成他们的牢笼。
But those successes become their turn into their trap.
所以日光之下没有新事。
There's no new things under the sun.
你不要被似是而非的话骗走了。
So do not be cheated, be taken away by those seemingly true.
那神叫以西结去传话，他的话好听不好听啊？
So when Jesus, when the Lord asked Ezekiel to speak to his people, was that something that sounds pleasant?
也没有人要听的，因为
no,
忠言
and nobody wanted to hear because good warning words oftentimes are not pleasant to listen to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters.
你要成功，你就要传人家喜欢听的东西。
If you want to be successful, you often have to preach things that people like to hear.
你千万不要讲人家逆耳的话。
You can't say things that people don't want to hear.
你要讨人的喜欢，你就没有办法讨神的喜欢。
If you want to please people, you may not be able to please God.
所以我们一而再再而三把圣经里面的这些神所曾经使用的仆人拿出来看看当年是发生了什么事。
So I repeatedly bring up the servants used by God in the Bible to show you what actually happened during these times.
盼望我们能够从这些神早年所说过的话用这些仆人做的见证。
I really hope the words spoken by God in these old days and the testimonies borne by his servants.
我们知道今天在这个最危机四伏的时代里头，主耶稣第二次要回来之前，耶稣说有许多离道反教的事。
We can apply them to today's dark world, the time when before Jesus' second coming. As Jesus said, there would be many that going astray and apostasy.
我们应当如何信
？How are we gonna live？
对，怎么样在这个最没有希望的时代里面看见希望
？How can we see hope in this hopeless world？
因为他还坐在什么宝座上
？Because he still sits on the throne。
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
May God help each one of us。
越黑暗，越没路，我们的眼睛怎么样？不要往下看，要往上看。
The darker it is, the more like no hope it seems. We shall not look underneath. We should gaze upward.
你往下看，你是非常 depressed.
If you look downward,
对不对?
You would be very depressed.
你们 deep depressed?
Are you depressed these days?
看这些新闻啊?
When you hear the news?
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
是。Watch and pray.
Yeah, we need to watch and pray.
那 watch, 它一定要怎么样?
So how do you watch?
天开了。
You gotta watch upward, you see the heaven open to you.
Amen.
Amen.
你的天是开的还是关的?
Is the heaven opening to you or not?
天晓得。
You might say, who knows? The heaven knows.
我们要真的知道你遇见主了。
We really need to know you have met the Lord.
低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是永远坐宝座的神。
You are the one who sits on the throne forever.
人与魔鬼都背叛过你。
Mankind and the devils betrayed you before.
我们是何等容易被骗。
How easy are we taken?
但是感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
你没有离开过我们。
You never forsake us.
你的眼目一直注视在你所爱的人身上。
Your eyes are on those who love you.
你要我们能够仰望天。
You want us to gaze upward.
能够看见坐宝座的神。
To see the God that is sitting on the throne.
昨日、今日一直到永远，没有改变。
Yesterday, today, and in eternity.He never changes.
你古时如何，你今日仍然如何。
How you were in the ancient days, so are you today.
你以前做工，你今天还是继续做工。
How you worked before, in the same way you are working today.
你永远的旨意要达到，要完成。
Your eternal purpose will be done.
你才能够带我们进入永远的安息。
And you will lead us into the eternal rest.
主啊，我们愿意所有蒙爱的、蒙宝血买赎神的儿女，今天在这个最黑暗的时候，我们能够从你的话语中看见光。
Oh, all your beloved children who were redeemed and purchased by your precious blood, in today's darkest world, may we be able to see your light.
给我们一个渴慕。
Give us the desire.
我们不像世界的人追求财富、地位、权势。
To not be like the worldly people to pursue for positions and glory and richness.
我们来是追求不朽坏神的旨意。
But to pursue the eternal will of the God that lives forever.
因为你的国存到永远。
Because your kingdom lives forever.
有一天，神的儿子还要再来。
One day, God's Son will return again.
那一天你说万膝跪拜，万口承认，耶稣是主。
On that day, all knees shall bow and all tongues shall proclaim, Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们就不失望。
We will no longer.
我们就不丧胆。
We'll never be distressed.
主啊，我们好好在今天来为主而活。
So let us live well for the Lord.
让我们每一个人都有。这个以西结的心智
Let's have the heart of Ezekiel.
照着你给我们的敞开的天
According to the heaven that's opened up to us.
你的话引导我们走羔羊走过的路
Your words lead us on the way of the lamb.
不让我们做悖逆的神的儿女
So that we will not be the rebellious children.
然后做一个顺命如耶稣神的儿子一样的生命
But live the life of obedience just like Jesus Christ.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, hear our prayers.
求你显出你的大能来。
May you reveal your power.
显出你的荣耀来。
And your glory.
主啊，不让我们在这个地上庸庸碌碌过一个完全黑暗的日子。
Let us not live on this world.With a hopeless and aimless and dark life.
主啊，求你来复兴你的教会。
May you revive your church.
赐下青年的爱主的弟兄姐妹来。
And give us young and God-loving brothers and sisters.
就像你当年兴起，不管是耶利米，不管是 以西结，不管是十二个门徒，都是年轻的一代被你拣选的。
Just like when you raised Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or the 12 disciples, apostles, you raised them when they were young. They were chosen by you.
主，求你听教会的祷告。
Lord, please hear the prayers of your churches.
荣耀你自己的名。
And may your own name be glorified.
我们所有的神的儿女都说阿门。
All God's children say amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.